Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Renaissance Dam, a new American weapon to break Egypt's will and prevent its liberation from subordination. Since Ethiopia announced the construction of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, GERD, and Nahda Dam on the Blue Nile in 2011, a major political and strategic crime has been unfolding. Those with insight see it not merely as a water structure or development project, but as a new colonial tool used by America to dominate the region, particularly Egypt, the heart of the Muslim lands, which is intended to remain subdued and humiliated under economic, political, and even water-related pressures as part of a new style of indirect warfare. Despite the official Ethiopian rhetoric about the right to development, the truth is that the dam was never an independent Ethiopian decision. It is the result of carefully crafted American plans dating back to the 1950s, when the American company Brown & Root, under the supervision of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, conducted studies on dam construction on the Blue Nile. The current dam location was designated at the time as one of the major projects that would allow America to impose hydrological control over Egypt and Sudan. This dam, then, is a product of the American vision for the region, part of its tools to redraw the map of subordination in Africa, especially in the East. Just as America seized the sources of wealth in the Gulf through its agent rulers, it now controls the Nile's headwaters through its influence in Addis Ababa. Ethiopia is nothing more than a tool in America's hands, maneuvered to send messages at times that suit American interests in the region, just like the Egyptian regime, which pretends to oppose but dares not take any principled or decisive stance. The Renaissance Dam cannot be separated from the policy of starvation and restriction imposed by America on the people of Egypt. Water is the lifeblood of any nation, and withholding a significant portion of it behind the dam enables America to threaten Egypt with thirst and to manipulate its political and sovereign decisions. America has supported this dam not only financially, but with full political and diplomatic sponsorship. It stood in all international and regional forums to thwart any attempt to pressure Ethiopia or to compel it to sign a binding agreement. Today, America celebrates its completion and prepares to use it as a tool to pressure the region's peoples, especially those in Egypt and Sudan. The Egyptian regime, while claiming sovereignty, has only acted according to what America permits. It took no action when Ethiopia announced the dam in 2011, did nothing during the first filing, remained passive even after the fourth filing, and now, after Ethiopia announced its completion, issues statements of reservation and formal rejection without taking any real steps. On the contrary, it continues security and intelligence cooperation with Washington and Tel Aviv, even as the lives of millions are at risk. Why? Because this regime is not a true ruler. It is a mere employee of its master, America, carrying out its policies, not daring to overstep the bounds set for it, no matter how grave the threats to the country. This is the state of all the regimes ruling today in the Muslim world. Puppet regimes devoid of decision-making power, moving only according to Western agendas and colonial satisfaction. The Nile is not the property of Egypt, Ethiopia, or Sudan as nation-states that emerged after colonialism. It is a public property governed by Islamic rulings. It is categorically forbidden for any entity to withhold its waters or manipulate them to impose a new reality upon the Muslims. How can we accept that Egypt is prevented from accessing Nile water, or that it is stored behind a dam controlled by Ethiopia, or rather by America in reality? How can Muslims remain silent in the face of such aggression, which is no less severe than military occupation? If caring for the people's affairs is the responsibility of the state, then repelling this aggression is its obligation, not by submitting complaints to the UN Security Council or issuing statements of protest, but by liberating political will from foreign control and using force if necessary to deter the aggressor and reclaim rights. Allah Almighty says, فَمَنْ اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاَعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ So whoever has assaulted you, then assault him in the same way that he has assaulted you. Al-Baqarah 194. The issue of the Renaissance Dam, like all the Ummah's issues and crises, proves that the problem does not lie solely in the dam, nor in Ethiopia alone, but in the absence of an Islamic state that takes care of people's affairs, protects them from aggression, and secures their water, food, and political safety. Therefore, the religious and political duty of the Islamic Ummah is to work earnestly to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, a Khilafah caliphate that removes borders between Muslim lands, unifies them under one leadership, and preserves the Nile as a public property for all its citizens. O sincere ones in the army of Egypt, O righteous sons of Egypt, you whose hearts still burn with the fire of faith and Islamic honor, you have sworn to protect Egypt and its people, to be a sword for Islam, not a whip for tyrants. Isn't it time to speak the truth? Isn't it time for you to stand, as did Umar, Khalid, and Salah ad-Din? Isn't it time for you to remove this treacherous clique that handed our necks to the enemy and sold the Nile's water for a cheap price in the market of dependency? The dam erected in the heights of the Nile is not merely a dam. It is a poisoned American dagger waiting for the right moment to strike your people at the core of their lives. History is being written, and today you are facing an unforgettable opportunity, either by men through whom Allah grants victory and empowerment by establishing the rule of Islam in its state and cutting off America's hand from Egypt and its people, or remain silent and submissive, bearing the sin of silence and betrayal until the day of judgment. Be the supporters of this deen as the Ansar were in Medina. Raise the banner of Islam, announce the toppling of the client regime, and make Egypt the launching point to liberate the Ummah from all domination and colonization, and to establish the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate that preserves the waters of the Nile, the blood of Muslims, and their dignity. This is your moment. Rise for the sake of Allah. As the truthful do, victory awaits you, and Allah never wastes the reward of those who do good. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ. And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed? An-Nisa 75, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.